Patterns of Presence, Advent Day 24. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. When coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The wise men have been on a bit of a journey with regards to Jesus, and a journey in every sense of the word. You could imagine them spotting the star in the sky, and then the conversation that would have ensued, and checking and double-checking and verifying what they think they have seen and what they think that it means. There would have been a journey made then between seeing and then believing. A journey between intellectually understanding what it is that they have spotted in the night sky, to then beginning to let that shape a belief within them with regards to what it meant. And then they took that belief and they took it on a literal journey. They began to put what they believed into practice, to explore it. And their journey wasn't simple or easy. We tend to hold this idea of them travelling from the east, and given the fact that Matthew tells us that they visited Jesus in a house and not in a stable, and that Jesus is described as being a child and not a baby, could that suggest that this journey wasn't brief and therefore wasn't easy? Their initial lines of inquiry in Herod's palace show that they hit some bumps along the way. They ended up taking some wrong turns and making some big assumptions that shows that what they thought they knew was not quite the case, and their beliefs needed a little bit of recalibration. But none of this stuff deterred them. Even though it wasn't easy and straightforward, they didn't quit and they didn't give up. They journeyed on, and they came to the house where the child was. It's so easy to call out a parallel here. Faith in Jesus is all about journey. A journey that begins by understanding the truth about him, understanding the simplicity of the gospel invitation, and then beginning to journey that understanding to a place of belief. And that journey with belief, it takes and shapes our entire lives. Because just as we think that we have it all sussed out, this Jesus stuff, God then continues to surprise us by opening up layers upon layers of who he is and what he does, until we come to the place and recognize that actually he is able and he does more than we can ever ask or imagine. And so we journey through life and we follow him and his word as our true north star. And yes, there are times that we hit bumps along the way and we take a few wrong turns and we make some major faith assumptions that often have to be taken apart and recalibrated a bit. But if we pursue him, keep going after him, and refuse to let up in the pursuit of Jesus, in the end it will be worth it. The wise men, they finally found what they'd been looking for. They'd seen the star in the sky, they heard its call, they followed its direction, and now they find the treasure underneath its light. They came to the house where the child was, and then they begin a whole other journey, a journey of worshipping him. Matthew says, they bowed down and worshipped him. There is, in a sense, an order here in the phrasing. It's almost like the overall act of homage was split into two separate actions. They bowed down first, then they worshipped him. Two distinct expressions that are yet but one overall expression of honour. They posture themselves before Jesus, and their posture speaks of their heart stance. They are magi, they are respected and revered, they command audiences with kings and are forever recorded in history under the accolade of wise men. Imagine being known the world over throughout the annals of time as simply one who was wise. Imagine that being your definition. These guys are people of stature, and clearly they are those of wealth, because they are described as bringing treasure. and offering up that which is costly as a gift. But yet these wise and learned scholars, these men of influence and stature and substance, they bow down and they lower themselves before a child. Such humility. They begin their journey of worship with the humility of the heart. It shaped their posture and approach, the way that they existed in the presence of Jesus. And their mode of existence didn't revolve around them. It wasn't about them, and it wasn't about their wealth and status and power. It was all about him. All about the child. It was all about Jesus. And such should our own stance be when we come before him in worship and honour. We lower ourselves and who we are before him because we recognise that he is great. The wise men not only changed their position, but were also told that having bowed down, they worshipped. There must have been more than just a physical posture shift demonstrated by the Magi here. For Matthew to record that they worshipped must have meant that they began to voice what was in their heart. They spoke, they could have sung, I guess, but most definitely, they expressed what was within. They were not silent, but they were reverent, and they were honouring. And they did so in such a way that it was recognised what they were doing. They didn't just bow down alone, but they worshipped too. Worship for them involved the belief that they carried in their hearts, and that belief finding its vent in their behaviour as well as in their expression. They had journeyed with this belief. It had been quite a significant journey that was not without its difficulties. They'd been shaped by the journey, and through the journey they were also shaped by their inner conviction, because they didn't relent, they didn't give up, but they pursued, they pressed on, and they pushed through. And now this belief that they bore, this belief that had moulded them and had been their focus, it was now finding its breath, finding its outlet in the presence of the Jesus child. And it was being seen and heard in their worship expression as they bowed down and worshipped him. But it goes further. Matthew says, they then opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Their worship involved not just who they were, but what they had as well. They gave to him from that which was their treasure, as in that which was valuable to them, that which was sacred to them, that which was their most precious and prized, so much so that it is categorized as their treasure. From these wise men, we learn that their worship was that which involved body, soul, and spirit. It was that which they engaged with physically, emotionally, and materially. Their worship was what they brought to Jesus. It was the outworking of their journey. However, what strikes me even more so is that in this aspect of the Christmas story, we focus so much on the bringing and the giving and what it is that these gifts mean and represent. But have we ever noticed that this is where the story of the Magi kind of ends? What I find interesting is that they gave to him, but there's no mention of them getting anything back. They didn't come away carrying a blessing or a miracle or a prophetic oracle. They came bearing gifts, and they left empty-handed, carrying nothing but the privilege and the honour of being in his presence and ministering to him. I wonder if the example of the wise men can speak to and challenge our mindsets with regards to worship a little bit. Worship should involve the whole person. It involves taking the journey that we're on with Jesus, with its highs and with its lows, and letting it vent in his presence. It is bringing what we believe and understand about Jesus and letting all find expression in what we do, what we say, and through what we have. But doing so without the expectation that this should now open something up for us or unlock something special over us or initiate something towards us in return. We come to worship just because he is worthy. Today, pause. In the busyness of the season, in the midst of all that is happening in your world and in your surroundings, just pause to be with him. Not to get from him, not to release something from him, but purely to release something to him. In this next moment, prioritize not just your thoughts, not the agenda of your day, not your needs, your wants, or even your desires. Just prioritize his presence, being with him, worshiping him. And as you do, learn from the wise men. How about you engage your posture and stance? How about you let your heart vent? Let it find its expression outwardly. And how about you use what you have, the material blessings in your life, and let them be a blessing to him? Maybe over this Christmas break, as you journey towards the new year, pause. Count your blessings. Name them. Name them one by one. Look back over the journey that you've been on over the past 12 months and how it shaped you in positive ways and maybe also not so positive ways. Consider the ways in which you have grown and deepened or merely just clung on to your belief. See, you are here in this moment because God has brought you here. And you're still here. You haven't let up or given up. So now bring that, bring all of that. Your journey, your belief, who you are, bring it all into the worship of him, and do so for no other reason than just the honour of the one who gave his everything for us. Go ahead, count your blessings. They are there. If you look close in the hard times, you'll find their presence and be able to trace their existence. And when you reflect on the good times, well, they are really easy to spot there. And even in the spaces in between, the blessing of God is never far away, but is right at your side. So this Christmas time, come like the Magi did. Come into the presence of Jesus and bring the blessings that he's given you into a place of worship. And just honour him, because he is worthy. God bless you. May you have a wonderful Christmas, and may you know his blessing in the year ahead.
Oh, my soul, oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Don't you forget his benefits. Don't you remember how good he is. Blessings in the day, blessings in the night, blessings everywhere I go. Blessings up ahead, blessings back behind, blessings everywhere I go. Ooh. Oh, my soul, oh, bless the Lord.
blessings everywhere I go. Blessings in the yes, blessings in the no, blessings everywhere I go, everywhere.
Oh.